when this is the holy slack.
Yeah.
They are trembling with fear.
Why do you think they were afraid of the holy?
Well, the figure out that they are very low. You see. They are very low class. That give them nerves. They can, you see. And even now, if that's how you figure, if you are talking with somebody, you cannot talk.
So you were interpreter for the Ilocanos already?
For everybody, Tagalog, Ilocano, you see.
Yeah. And why were you not afraid?
Well, I think that is my fortune, I think. Because when we are born with the destiny, you see. You are born, that is how I was born, I think.
Sa inyo, nasa ano na talaga
yeah.
Inyo?
My friend, Lubiheldo Paloma, as I said, we are good friends in the boat, but we just meet in the boat. He is seventh grade in the Philippines. When we are speaking in the bed, he was very nice English. But when we go in the kitchen of the boat, he even can talk, he even can ask water to drink. See that?
He's afraid.
He's not able to even ask for water.
Yeah. When you can see the interpreter coming in our deck, that is Ilocano, Filipino, they go to their bed. Inspection in the morning, nobody go out. So they call me.
And you also knew Visayan already?
No, not yet.
But you knew Tagalog?
I can speak a little bit Tagalog.
So, okay, Tata, when they picked you as, what did Ligot spoke in English? What
he
language?
He spoke in Ilocano, and in English, yeah.
Uh-huh. Because he's Ilocano.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah.
Okay, what else did he scold you, the Filipinos? Did he say something about? There were some stories about him saying about shoes, why are you not to complain or not to strike?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the rule, those are his advice, not to strike, no go against the plantation, you see.
But meron siya sinabi tata tungkol sa Pilipinas na mas mahirap ang buhay sa Pilipinas, bakit kayo magko-complain dito sa Hawaii? Meron siya mga sinabing gano'n?
Yeah.
Oh. Those are his remark when there was a strike already in the plantation.
But so he did not say that.
In the migration, I did not hear those words from him. You see. But during the strike, when he went to the other plantation, that is his remark to the strikers.
I see.
You see.
So then, Tata, at Kao, what did you do now?
Oh, there.
Oh.
I used to clean the weeds of the cane that is called hoeing.
Hoeing.
And when we were there about 1 month, one Japanese contractor picked us up. We go again at this one time. Five of us, we go for the Japanese homestead there. He got homestead and he took about 3 places from the plantation for him to take care of the sugar cane. And he paid us 30 cents above the plantation pay. Before, the plantation fee is $1 a day.
Yeah.
And if you can work 23 days in a month, that will be $1.10 with the bonus.
Uh-huh, right, yeah.
But when the Japanese pick us up, we work for him $1.30 a day, plus 10 cents,
bonus.
One foray. See, that is our advantage by taking us to him. And I was again assigned to take care of the fertilizer of the field. We do the fertilizing by contract, you see. And all of us five do the fertilizing game, and I was the one who lead them, because I am the only one who can understand and can talk with the Japanese, as I told you.
Talk to him
in English.
He can give me the instruction, and I can, you see.
You worked for the plantation then for 1 month as a mower, and then did you break your contract to go?
No, I did not break my contract, because the Japanese
subcontract
asked us from the plantation, because that is the plantation.
Permission for you to come with him.
Yeah, just go with him.
But when you went with him, you were no longer connected with the Hawaiian Sugar Plantation.
No, we are still.
You still were.
Yeah.
So it was a subcontract.
He is a subcontractor.
Yeah. What is his name, Tata, this Japanese?
Ichuka.
Ed?
Ichuka.
Ichuka.
Ichuka. Yeah, Ichuka.
Okay.
And this was, he planted sugar?
Well, that is planted by the plantation, and he took care of the sugar cane.
Okay, yeah.
He took care. In his time to cut cane again, he submitted to the plantation again. And he just gave the tonnage, you see, and how much the...
How come he paid you more?
Well, because he make money, you see.
How would you make money?
Yeah, because he's a subcontractor. He's a subcontractor. Like those who are... while growing, taking care of sugar cane, they always have bonus.
Uh-huh.
If the cane is good, they got big bonus. You see, figure out that giving 30 cents more to one day, he can make more. He can still make money when he submitted his cane to the plantation.
How big of a piece of land did you work on for him?
One place is about 500 acres.
500 acres?
More or less.
More or less,
yeah. He got three places.
And?
Five of you worked in?
We are...
how many?
We are more than 10.
Uh-huh.
You see, to take care of those three places.
Uh-huh.
Were all of the people who did this for the Japanese, were they... people who you knew, were they all Ilocanos?
Yeah, we are all Ilocanos, but I don't know their names already.
Yeah, I mean, but they were all people who you could speak to easily.
Yeah.
And
how long did you do this for him?
Oh, I did that for 8 months.
8 months.
Because I stay in that plantation for 9 months.
Uh-huh.
And I work for the plantation time for 1 month.
And then what happened?
And then I moved to Molokai, that is pineapple plantation.
So you broke your contract?
I broke my contract for the plantation.
Why, Tata?
Because I want a better pay. How pineapple plantation is making more money than sugar plantation. They are paying more, you see.
How did you find out that they were making more in pineapple? Who told you? How did you
learn? Oh, my cousin, who was assigned to Hawaii, went to Molokai because...
It's Pedro.
Yeah, because my other cousins were in Molokai already, and they write to my cousin.
Uh-huh.
And then they write to us if we wanted to stay in one place, so we went there. The important reason we moved to Molokai was that those days, every time there is earthquake, you see, in one day, I think every half hour, you can feel shaking, the earthquake.
At the old plantation.
In the big island.
In the big island, yeah.
It's active.
Yeah, all time there's earthquake, slide. So where that That is one reason why we went to Maloka.
I see. When you broke the contract, how do you break a contract?
Oh, just leave. They are not going to hold you.
I see. As long as, did they owe you more money or? No, you made sure that you got paid and then you just left.
Yeah, we just take something from the store, not more. Than, so that they does not know that you are leaving, you see.
Oh.
It is just like getting out without any permission, you see. Because they cannot hold you, see.
Even though you sign, huh?
Even though we sign our contract.
Yeah.
If they know they are not going to let you go.
Uh-huh.
We travel night time.
How do you travel?
Yeah, these are the things that we've never
how do
asked.
How do you go from a plantation at night time to the harbor and then get a boat to Molokai?
No.
How
yeah.
did you do that?
We go to Hilo at night.
Uh-huh. How?
How? By walking?
No, with car.
Whose car?
All those Filipinos who got car in the plantation, so we...
You pay them or they
We pay
you?
The transportation to Hilo.
Uh-huh.
And then we live in the hotel. Just if the plantation does not know,
uh-huh.
he just think that we went there for a visit,
uh-huh.
good time like that.
Uh-huh.
And then we take the boat
uh-huh.
coming to Honolulu or to Molokai.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So there's nobody, no agent at the boat who reports you to the plantation.
Nobody.
They don't care as long as you pay
care.
Your ticket.
Yeah, they don't care.
Uh-huh.
The only trouble is this. When you go like that, and they catch you, the store which you take something,
uh-huh.
bale, they call that bale.
Oh, bale.
Yeah.
Utang.
If more, if you take plenty,
uh-huh.
Why,
they are going, if they can catch you, you are going
to jail.
To pay that, and
pay
then you
back.
Can leave.
Uh-huh.
You see.
They make you pay back what you took.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
But if you don't take too much, they don't do anything.
Even you take too much, if they cannot catch you, forget them. Hell, that's the reason. So plenty of people did that.
Yeah. Ah. And who are these stores that?
Those are Chinese store.
Chinese, huh?
Plantation store, Tosan.
So, mostly when you go to the Chinese store, you buy on credit.
Yeah.
You don't usually pay cash.
No, those days.
The Chinese keeps a list. Of,
yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you are a plantation man,
yeah.
they trust you.
Uh-huh.
You see, that is the customary before.
Were there only Chinese stores or were there also Japanese stores?
There are also some Japanese stores.
What about Filipino stores?
No more yet.
No.
No more yet. 1929, no more Filipino store yet.
Uh-huh.
1935, by there are few already.
Before you went to Molokai, what did you do? Like you mentioned that that some Filipinos would go into Hilo for recreation or fun.
Mm.
What sorts of things could you do in Hilo? What sorts of things could Filipinos during that time do for fun in Hilo?
Oh yes, go by shopping because in Hilo they can see more. Better merchandise than the plantation.
Yeah. Did they buy clothes at the store?
They buy clothes, we buy any kind.
Anything.
How about taxi dance?
They go for good times too,
yeah.
taxi
yeah.
dance like that.
Yeah.
How many taxi dance places were there in Hilo at the time?
Well, I don't know because during my stay in Hawaii, I didn't even go to the taxi dances.
But people would talk about it and...
Some would go, though.
Some would
but plenty are going, yeah. especially after PD.
Uh-huh.
You see. If after P, they go to that night, fill up the car, go, and then come back.
How many Filipinos do you think had cars? Many people seem to...
No.
There were a number of cars, no?
Before only few, I think in one cup, in one plantation, I think about two, three cars before.
How How did they get a car? Did they save their money to get it, or did they get a discount? Or
they save their money. Sometimes they will buy partner, three in company.
Compound.
Yeah, compound.
We'll buy one car.
Yeah, because those days car is not too expensive.
Yeah.
It's about brand new. It's about 1,000 or lease. If four or five compounds. If they stay in Hawaii for about 5 years,
yeah.
I think they can afford to pay that in cash.
Do they, besides the taxi dances and the stores, were there also sugalan, the gambling parlors?
Oh, there is.
What sorts of things did they have? What kinds of games did they have?
Chicken fight. Chicken fight. Yeah.
But this happened in the plantation, huh? The cockfight.
Yeah.
You didn't have to go to Hilo for that.
Well, they go to Hilo for taxi dances.
For taxi dances.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were there any more larger gambling parlors in Hilo that tried to attract Filipinos?
I think not too much.
Not too much. So only most of the
only the Wahinis, they are.
Yeah.
They are
the Wahinis
there.
For me. Okay. The Wahinis were what ethnic groups, Tata? What ethnic groups? Were they Filipino, Japanese, Pake?
Mostly Portuguese and some Filipinos too. But mostly Portuguese, that's what I heard.
I see. What sort of activities did you have, Tata, in the plantation, like church activities and fiesta, what celebrations, what kind of things do you remember, like if there was somebody born or baptism, somebody was married or somebody died,
mm-hmm.
You know, what did the Filipinos do during these occasions? Not just in the sugar plantation, maybe even in the pineapple plantation. But
well, the most community activities is only Rizal's day.
Uh-huh.
The death of Dr. Rizal.
Uh-huh.
That is a big occasion among all the Filipinos in plantation. Wedding like that, baptismal, not much,
uh-huh.
Because this time it's very hard to afford to make a party.
Uh-huh.
But Rizal's Day, where that's the whole community, all the Filipinos to combine to make one party,
nice.
Make donations.
Uh-huh.
The community leaders are going to go from house to house, or he's going to call a meeting.
Uh-huh.
That we are going to have a celebration, so we can make a small celebration.
Uh-huh.
To respect our hero, the Rizal.
And what kind of celebrations did you have aside from the food? Did you have drama?
Yeah.
Did you have comedia or moro moro, any kind of presentation?
Oh, sometimes we have a program.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes depends to the leader, if he is talented leader,
uh-huh.
Can teach the comedia or can make another entertainment.
Uh-huh.
We can make a good program.
Who was the leader in this plantation, in the sugar plantation, Tata?
Oh, before.
Yeah.
All sugar plantation, I was not there during those days.
Okay.
In Molokai,
uh-huh.
Usually the camp boss are going to lead.
Uh-huh.
And there are, we elected some officers of the community, but I forgot already due to a long time ago. We have a meeting, just like in Molokai, we have a gym, we have a hall, so we are going to have a meeting and choose our officers for the celebration.
I see.
And then after we have the officers, we are going to decide what program or what activities are we going to do. So that's how we meet. But I forgot the name of the person. Really.
But who's so the camp boss was the one Tata who said, okay, let's have a meeting, let's have election of officers. Who encouraged you to have election of officers?
All the voice of majority. When we are in the gathering now, in order to have a good celebration, we are going to choose the one who leads, you see. We are going to select those who can talk and who got something to do for the community.
By community, you mean the plantation community?
Yeah. You see, that's how we can denote those person who has legal experience, who has legal education to lead. You see, that is how.
But you said, Tata, you had the camp boss.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who selected the camp boss? The sugar plantation?
No, the camp boss was appointed by the plantation manager.
Uh-huh.
You see.
And a camp boss, there's a Filipino camp boss, a Japanese camp boss? No.
No, only Filipino.
Because no more?
Anyone, if the manager assigned a Filipino, he might be Filipino. Uh-huh. But mostly, the place where I stay is Filipino camp boss. And when we had a meeting like that, the camp boss is the responsible to inform all the people in the camp to go and attend the meeting, because that is obligation.
But the camp boss did not, when you elected leaders like for Rizal Day celebration, the camp boss was not automatically the leader who was elected?
No, because he was already official of the camp.
Of the camp, right.
Yeah.
So,
but
yeah.
if the people in the community plantation can know that the camp boss is experienced man, they can also appoint him for election to be elected. If he is the lucky guy to be a president, he can be a president too, besides his position as a camp boss. But only for the celebration.
Right, yeah, after that power.
Yeah, after
yeah.
that finish. Yeah. The next year we are going to
do it again.
Oh. It's not a lifetime.
Yeah.
Because plenty organization, lifetime officers, huh?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Problem.
Yeah.
You know, I want, were there any organizations from outside the plantation who recruited members on the plantation? Not talking about the Filipino Federation,
yeah.
but some other ones. Like, we know that there were things like Dimas Alang, there were Gran Oriente, Legionarios del Trabajo,
Manibog,
were there other things that you recall when you first came that were organizing and recruiting people for these organizations?
Yeah, there are licensed organizations to canvas to the plantation people, just like this Manibog, just like this
Kamponya.
Yeah, Kamponya.
Oh.
There are plenty before, you see, like this band. After the Federation formed the band, all plantation organized their own band too, you know.
Yeah.
You see.
But the Federation was the first.
He's the first.
Yeah. What do you remember about, say, what can you recall about Dimas Alang?
Well, Dimas Alang is a national, I think that is a national in the Philippines.
Yeah.
But I don't know exactly that Dimas Alang.
You never had any connection with Dimas Alang?
I don't have any connection, but that is a powerful organization,
yeah.
just like Lion. They
Lions
are similar, yeah. They are similar
yeah.
with Lion.
Yeah.
I think they had a little bit connection with Lion and Dimas Alang.
What about
Lion Club?
What about Gran Oriente, Tata, and the Benevolent Association?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you become a member?
No,
of
I did not. I did. Because I was already a member of the Federation at that time.
Shall we ask Tata about the Federation or go on to Molokai?
Yes. Maybe we should go to Molokai.
Okay. Tata, when you went to Molokai after 9 months in Hawaii Grande, you joined what plantation and where? What pineapple plantation? You went to Molokai?
Yeah, yeah. I worked for Libby McNeil. Libby. In Mauna Loa.
Mauna Loa, okay.
Mm.
And how long did you stay there?
I stayed there for 2 years, almost 2 years, uh-huh. 1930 to
1931. Okay. And what did you do?
Oh, laborers, pick pineapples, hoeing, they call it pola pola, you see.
And how much were you paid?
I was paid, I think that was $2.40 a day.
Ooh, big, yeah?
Better than?
$2, I think, $2.
Huh.
I worked for the experiment too. Experiment.
Pineapple.
Yeah, experiment the field.
Huh.
Okay.
Did you go alone or did you go with, you said you go with your cousin, yeah?
Yeah, we go with my cousin, but
yeah.
I was assigned to experiment gang.
Okay, and then after 2 years there, Tata, what did you do?
Oh.
After Molokai, did you have a contract there when you joined?
No,
the
I don't
pineapple?
Have any contract.
So when they pick up laborers for the pineapple plantation, they may know that you are coming from sugar plantation.
Yeah.
That you broke your contract. Do
yeah.
they ask you like?
No,
they
are
they
not
don't.
Going to ask.
Huh. And who do you go to? To apply for a job in the pineapple plantation?
Oh, we just go in the office.
Uh-huh.
And if Dini, the old timers, my cousin then,
yeah.
recommended us
uh-huh.
to the gang foreman.
Uh-huh.
And if the gang foreman need men, he can take you and then report you to the manager
uh-huh.
office.
Uh-huh.
If they want some women, and then you can work. If they don't need you, till you wait a little while, and then when they need men, they're going to hire you. Because when you go there when it is about to harvest pineapple, because that is the time they need plenty men.
You
see.
You get in. Then.
Yeah, just like in California, you go before the season, they need plenty men.
And I wanted to ask one more thing first. In Mauna Loa,
Mauna Loa.
Mauna Loa, do they did they have as many places of recreation as you remembered in Hilo, or what was the situation?
Oh yeah, because in Mauna Loa they had the complete recreation over there. They got every Sunday gambling, cat fighting.
Who organizes that?
Oh,
who's in charge of the cat fighting?
The manager gave the Filipinos the privilege to do that because that is an island. In order to hold the
laborers
to stay there, no police is going to catch them in gambling. And about recreation for Wahines, before the period time, they gonna fly there from Honolulu. They gonna supply. They're going to supply them in there.
Oh, in the plantation itself?
Yeah.
They bring in the women from Honolulu?
Yeah, the women from Honolulu are going there.
Yeah. Once a week, Tata, or once a month?
Every payday.
Every payday. Which is what? Twice a month or once a month?
Once a month. Oh. You see.
Wow. So the Wahines are mostly what? Again, what ethnic groups are they?
Mostly Portuguese? Or?
Portuguese, mostly Portuguese, Japanese, not
Japanese.
Mostly Japanese, mostly Portuguese.
Mostly Portuguese.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what kind of, you had, how about sports, Tata? What kind of sports did you have? Did you have boxing then already? Or?
Oh, they had the boxing. Because in Molokai, the manager there is his favorite is boxing. He trained most of the working men there for boxing. You see, he takes some boxers from the Philippines, let work a little bit in the field and make him training.
Who is his manager? Do you know his name?
Arnold. I don't know the name.
Filipino.
Howley.
Arnold.
A-R-N-O-L-D. Arnold.
That's the last name or no? First name?
Last name.
So he liked boxing and he would train boxers from the Philippines?
Yeah. He's the manager of the boxers, you know. He trained 20 Filipinos. Boxers. It is his sport, boxing.
Did they pay them, Tata, the Filipino boxers? Did they get something?
Yeah, they work in the field. They work when the time of training, they work in the field, they still got paid.
Ah, so they don't work in the field, they train for boxing and they still get paid?
Yeah, they still got paid. And when they come to, when they go to the ring, they have different pay again.
Different pay?
Yeah. But if they not training, they come and work in the field too.
Did many Filipinos try to become boxers?
Yeah, plenty.
They fought one another then? It's Filipino boxer against
Filipino
boxer?
When they are training, they fought one another.
Okay, but who are they eventually fighting, going to fight, Tata? Like, if they train and they find one Filipino boxer who's very good?
They come to Honolulu.
Okay.
You see, and then they will find the Civic Auditorium if they are qualified already.
Uh-huh.
If they are able to fight already, just like one